Among the decisions that affect your coaching business success most, pricing strategically is up there, with targeting a narrow and viable audience and creating a standout niche. It's a moment of maturity for a coach to do the math and make sure their pricing allows them to earn their desired annual income. Early on, I just wanted to make a quick decision about pricing and not think about it anymore. I followed the lemmings off the cliff. I just did what other coaches were doing. You too? I get that. Coaches are focused on service, helping people, and, well, coaching. Why should you know anything about strategic pricing or running a fiscally sound business? Maybe now is the time to learn. Let's talk about the strategies that support smart pricing decisions so you can earn that six-figure income you want. Find the full episode and transcript at prosperouscoach.com/275. You're listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast, a free resource for new coaches since 2018, created by me, Rhonda Hess. I have a talent for breaking complex things into easier steps, and I love helping you choose a smart coaching niche and launch your business with confidence. I began mentoring coaches in 2006 after 5 years of training coaches at Coach Training Alliance, where I designed the certification program. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing, and don't forget to go back to the earliest episodes for incremental learning. Now, let's roll this episode. Hey, coaches. So let's say you are about to price a coaching program. Before you go any further, are you offering a signature program custom made for your target audience instead of just a bunch of tiered coaching session packages? If not, redesign. A signature program is a much more effective way to offer coaching to your audience without having to convince people to buy coaching, which is a miserable approach and not very fruitful. Learn more about that in the previous episode I did, episode 274, if you haven't already heard it, and that's at prosperouscoach.com/274. So before you slap a number on your offer, consider your pricing strategy. Yes, this is a bit of pricing 101, but bear with me because I know you'll learn something truly helpful. One pricing strategy is cost plus pricing. This is where you calculate your costs, then increase or mark up the price so you're paid well beyond your time and expense investment. Is this a mercenary approach? No. It's about sustainability. It's about staying in business. Have you ever considered the costs behind your services? Most coaches don't at the beginning. Sure, coaching is relatively low overhead as businesses go, but you've had startup costs for coach training, perhaps for working with a business mentor like me, and hopefully creating a professional and client-winning website. Those are the big expenses, but there are also ongoing annual and monthly costs for various apps to run your business smoothly. There's also things you might not consider, like the cost of your cell phone, Wi-Fi, home office expenses, working with a CPA, and taxes. All of these things should be factored in to your pricing. Is that blowing your mind already? What I know for sure is if you take the time now to act like the CEO of your coaching business, you will feel empowered in your business. You will make better decisions, and you will stay in business as a coach longer than your coaching cohorts who don't do this. Episode 111, called Smart and Not So Smart Coaching Business Expenses, provides a list of likely expenses for you. It's time for you to do the math. I'm not going to go into that process here because I've already done that in episode 57, which is called Coach, Is It Time to Give Yourself a Raise? So check that out. It will walk you through how to do the simple math so you can price your services intelligently. Another pricing strategy is value-based pricing. This is where you set your prices based on the value of your offer to the client. Perceived value is a subjective thing, and you can assist your prospects to understand the value of your program before they buy it, and you can help your clients squeeze a lot more value from working with you. Do this by strategically bundling your signature program so it has more than just a set of sessions in it. And again, I covered this in the previous episode, episode number 274. Dollar per hour pricing is a special kind of trap that many coaches put themselves into and don't know how to get out of. I was doing that for a long time. There is another pricing strategy called competitive pricing, where you price based on your competition. Don't use this approach for your coaching offers. If you have strategically niched and narrowed your audience so you stand out in the crowd, and you've created a customized high-ticket signature program that describes in benefit-rich language the specific big problems you help your clients solve on the way to the specific big goals they know they want, you need not compete. I'll say that last part again. You don't need to compete with anyone, any other coach or any other service provider, if you strategize your business from the ground up. This is what I do with coaches, y'all. And this is how you succeed as a coach in today's crowded marketplace. It makes every aspect of your business more fun, more meaningful for you and your clients, and more profitable if you are strategic in everything you do in your business, pricing included. So, no competitive pricing for you, coach. Instead, mix the cost plus pricing strategy with value-based pricing to determine the price of anything you'll offer, and you'll come out on top with eager prospects and satisfied clients. I have three more tips for you about pricing your coaching services. One, have you noticed the power of odd-numbered pricing when you purchase something? It's weird. I don't know why, but for some reason, odd numbers are more attractive to human beings than even numbers at the moment of purchase. I think it's ingrained in our thinking. There is an emotional response to it, even if it's not logical. So instead of pricing at $5,000 for your signature program, and I'm talking USD here, maybe you need to price at $4,975. Yes, I know that's weird, but it does work. Second thing is free yourself up from payment plans. If you want to attract a more motivated clientele, express your prices as single pay upfront. After a long time of offering a payment plan, I finally realized that the clients who paid for my programs with a payment plan became difficult clients. In the end, after being challenging week to week and not really taking in anything, those payment plan clients either dropped out or I had to fire them because they weren't showing up fully for the work. I believe it's because they weren't fully invested up front, either financially or energetically or emotionally. They had one foot out from the start. A part of them was not fully ready to transform. Now, you may worry if you don't offer a payment plan, less clients will enroll, but I have noticed that when people truly want the outcome you provide, they will find a way to make it happen. And that makes it up to you to articulate what you do in a way that resonates. No more talking about the virtues of coaching. That just doesn't work. Instead, use strategy and to articulate what you do in a far less salesy way. Number three, price high to attract high caliber clients and earn well. A 5-month high ticket signature program might be priced at $5,975 USD, paid up front. And that is nice to be paid up front. Does that sound like too much to you? Well, it is not. If one, you want to earn enough to stay in business. Two, you don't want to spend all your time finding and enrolling enough clients. And three, you consider all the costs of your business, plus the time that will go into not only your sessions with clients, but also marketing and admin to attract, enroll, onboard, and serve them well. I know this may be a lot to take in, and it may be something you didn't really want to deal with. in the first place. But I also know for a fact that your growth as a coach and business owner will speed up if you can learn to think these practical decisions through strategically. Stay inspired and make things happen. Thanks for listening today. You are awesome, and it's time for your coaching audience to know that. If you're getting value from this podcast, please share it with other coaches. Your kindness will come back to you. Learn more about how I help coaches choose a smart niche and launch with confidence at prosperouscoachblog.com. Joel Bass wrote my theme music. Thanks, Joel.